بكتبه وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. فقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم.
شكرا لكم. Now, I would like to call one of our most prominent personality in our community. He's a scientist in biological science and doing more community work in our community, and we should be proud of him. I would like to ask Brother Naveed Imam to come up on stage and take care of the stage.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum. It is my distinct honor and pleasure to be the MC for this evening. And that's the only role I think I will play. But I'm grateful to all the youth and all the organizing committee who have organized such an event. I think in many ways and perspectives, the world unity itself is exciting and a word that we have become quite desensitized to these days. You've heard this surah from Raza, and he very specifically said, the Quran says, to hold Allah's rope together. And then it itself signifies that the ropes are always made up of small little different strings of the same kind, but they are still very different. So that's the rope for you. It's knitted together, nicely blended with different individual fibers that make up the rope. So that signifies that the unity does not necessarily mean that you have to give everything up that you do or lose your identity or your personalities to become part of a commonly united core. The other thing also says is that you hold this rope with your hands, and hands are comprised of five different fingers. Each and every finger is completely different. They all perform different functions, but together they are able to hold something together. And I think again, it also amplifies and exemplifies that you don't really have to have individual personalities or maintain your own structures, and that which you have to lose when you hold this rope together. And I think the concept of unity is to be together, have your own distinct personalities and your distinct characters, but then united in a cause to hold that rope together, because this is what will be our path for salvation. The other topic of this get together today is, it reflects the dawn of Islam, and some people would ask that there was only one dawn of Islam, how come you have a second dawn of Islam? And it actually, again, Islam is an eternal religion. It is there forever, and it will be there forever. So the book and the teachings of Prophet and his progenies, Ahlul Bayt and other Ashaba, they're all very consistent. But at the same time, the sun does rise and it sets again. And I think what we have seen is that during the early era of Islam, when we followed the teachings of Quran, that was our first dawn, the dawn of Muslims, in a sense. And then we forgot those values, And then we are going through this particular process. And I think today's exercise for many of us is that our ulama, our learned scholar, will help us see through, perhaps maybe coming of a second dawn. And what is that we would really need to do to be able to get to that stage? And I think this sets the stage for today's discussion. I hope that you will be able to get something out of this, that we will not just be talking about unity, but perhaps come up with some concrete moving forward steps that we will take to make sure that we are at a position to take advantage of this new dawn of Islam. And I think to begin, first of all, I would like to invite all our learned guests and speakers to take on the stage. And maybe if I could begin with our resident alim, Maulana Jafar Saab. Abu Jafar, if you don't mind, please coming to the stage. And I will provide their due introductions once they come up to give their talks. But I also request our guests from the United States, Imam Al-Azi, to come and please take the stage. Also, we have a guest from Toronto, Sayyid Fayaz Mehdi. May I request him to please come and take the podium? Brother Atar Zaidi, whom you all know. Maulana Shahbaz, he's also very well known. Maulana Razi Jafar Saab. Could I also request Brother Manohar Jaffrey to come and take the seat? So I think to set the stage, I will begin with one example, and the example is that in an open sea there were two lights, and one light sent a message to the other light, and it said, please change your course 45 degrees north, we are on a course collision. The voice comes from the other light, no, you change your course 45 degrees south. And they were very puzzled, they're very confused. They call the captain comes and he says, you do not realize this is US battleship. We have 60 F-18 fighters on board, we have Tomahawk and cruise missiles on board, and we are going Middle East. Please change your course, now. The voice comes from the other light, this is Tower speaking. You change your course. So important things in our life that you have to remember is that there are certain things that you cannot change. In our environment, we cannot change those things. We cannot change weather, but we can change our clothing that will be fitting with the weather. And I think in many perspectives, when we come here in this part of the North America, we have brought in the values which are cultural values, so they're not true reflection of Islamic values. And as a result, we end up suffering, and then we end up also blaming Islam for all our faults. And I hope what this panel of learned scholars will be able to do is to take us through history, not so far distant history, but the present history, whereby they could help us identify some of the personalities that we can use as a beacon, as people who have helped us guide the mission of Islam and the Islamic values, which are fitting with this 21st century. And I think that it will be a wonderful opportunity for all of us to take home a message that will help us understand where our position is. Because once you start analyzing your own situation, if you want to decide that, okay, we have to agree on certain core principle values, which are the unifying, how can we move forward? What is that we need to do to move forward as a nation as a people, as a nation of Islam, people of Islam. And I think it's also important for us to realize that we have to leave our personal biases aside and have it an open-ended, open discussion that will be really fruitful for all of us. And to begin our program, first of all, I would like to invite our local brother. He is very well known to you, and he actually has the mostly holds the podium, and he does very well. And I would like to request Brother Sayyid Munawwar Jafri to come and speak about the social responsibilities of Muslims in this world. He's the General Secretary of Husseini Association, and he contributes a great deal to the well-being of our healthy community.